In the wake of Saturday's shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue, President Trump said if the Tree of Life synagogue had had protection, the results would have been far better. This is not the first shooting at a religious event in recent years, and security experts say it can be difficult to prevent incidents like these at churches, synagogues, and other houses of worship. It's something Steve Adelman thinks a lot about. He runs the Adelman Law Group in Scottsdale and is vice president of the Event Safety Alliance, which is an international trade association. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with him and asked him if there's anything he thinks this synagogue could have done to have prevented the shooting.
In a word, no. There just isn't. There's a laundry list of usual suggestions, starting with off-duty police officers. Well, we know how that went because police arrived very quickly at the synagogue, and unfortunately, several of the police officers who arrived on site very quickly wound up being the first ones sent to the hospital with gunshot wounds. So that wouldn't have been the solution. The next often discussed solution is private security guards. It seems clear to me that if law enforcement, with training in using firearms and in responding to people shooting firearms, if that didn't work, then private security guards paid a modest hourly wage were unlikely to run towards an active shooter. That's heroism that, you know, is so far above their pay grade in a fairly literal sense that no reasonable person would expect that. Then there are things like locked doors, which are fairly standard at houses of worship, not so much on the Sabbath, which it was Saturday morning at a Jewish synagogue, that's the Sabbath. But even if the doors had been locked, it wouldn't have made any difference because this shooter was obviously intent on breaking in and doing very great harm. So things like locked doors or closed-circuit TV cameras aren't going to matter in a circumstance like what we saw on Saturday in Pittsburgh.
Well, so given all of that, and given what you do for a living, what do you make of the fact that it seems as though there was literally nothing that could have been done to make this situation much better?
To be honest, I'm deeply frustrated. I'm very sad. I'm Jewish. This hits home for me. I have a friend who lives in the area, and this is something that affects everyone. It's not just a Jewish issue, although this particular shooting was, but houses of worship have been attacked by gunmen distressingly often, even in recent memory. So this isn't just an issue of anti-Semitism, although this particular shooting was, but it's an issue for anyone who would congregate at a house of worship to engage in prayer with other like-minded people. And really, for all intents and purposes, it's an issue that affects every place where the public congregates.
Well, it's interesting you say that because especially on a Sabbath day, a Saturday morning at most synagogues, a Sunday morning at a church, the whole point is that people are kind of coming and going. These houses of worship want to encourage people, as many people, to come in and pray and be part of the community as possible. And yet it seems like at the same time, when you have open doors, even if you have a guard, it's almost like, and I hate to use this phrase, but it's almost like every congregation everywhere is basically just a bunch of sitting ducks.
Again, in a word, yes. That's right. Houses of worship are as exposed to the threat of outsiders as supermarkets and shopping malls and other places that are really by design open to everyone. I mean, the whole purpose of religion is to provide comfort for everyone. And so they can't have locked doors on the Sabbath. That would be antithetical to their entire purpose. And the thing that I find most distressing about this particular shooting is I have nothing new to say. All the same things that I've said in countless previous incidents where there's been an active shooter wielding an AR-15, all the same things apply in equal force here. I have nothing new to add.
So given that, I mean, what do you say then? I mean, you can't just throw up your hands and give up. I mean, what should people be trying to do, or what different ways should people be trying to think about this kind of safety and security?
Well, I don't think they should be thinking about it in different ways, because the ways that we do think about safety and security make sense. Should there be off-duty police officers? Yes, there should. And that is a common tactic already. Unfortunately, off-duty police officers are fairly expensive, as they should be, and they don't grow on trees. So that is a common solution for a limited amount of time, and I think it's an excellent one. Similarly with private security guards. That's very valuable. They provide, if nothing else, a visual deterrent. And some private security guards are very effective and competent at their jobs, and I think they do excellent work. Locked doors, closed-circuit TV cameras, vehicles posted that show law enforcement colors at the entrance to otherwise public accommodations. All of these are good ideas. They make sense. They are widely practiced now. None of them stopped this shooter. None of them would stop a shooter under similar circumstances next weekend. So that's the frustrating part for me, because the low-hanging fruit has already been picked. For people who worship in a place that doesn't have those basic security measures, the thing that they can do is to point out, we don't have these very basic security measures, we should. And someone in authority should be listening and say, you know, we perhaps didn't pay close enough attention the last time this happened, but this is our wake-up call. If there's nothing else good that happens from this tragedy, that would be something good.
All right. Steve Adelman runs the Adelman Law Group in Scottsdale. He's also vice president of the Event Safety Alliance. Steve, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.